So what made you come shoreside finally?
It was just another opportunity to climb the income ladder. It was also, I felt like it was an opportunity for me to give something back to the river industry, because right before I came shoreside, I helped to develop a steersman program for a company called Ore Gulf Transport Company, which was part of Midland. And we developed a steersman program, and it was pretty successful. And I enjoyed doing it. I got a lot of pleasure out of it. Mm-hmm. So when the opportunity for me to come shoreside, when that came about, I just felt like it was an opportunity for me to give back some more. Mm-hmm. And being out on a boat, you're kind of limited to what you can do so far as doing something like that. And
limited to your crew.
Yeah, you're just kind of limited to your boat, your crew, and then coming shoreside, I was blessed with 14 boats, which is not a real blessing when you think about them, being responsible for 14 boats and crews, but it did give me an opportunity to develop the steersman program and play a big part, too, in our safety program, because at first, we weren't very good. When I first came shoreside in 89, I think we'd had, I think in 88 we had something like 60 lost time injuries that year. Wow. That's a horrific number that would not be acceptable today. And that was one of my goals that was set for me, was to cut these lost time injuries. The first year was supposed to come in half, the second year in half, and then we were, our goal was to go to zero lost time injuries. With that number of boats, you know, at that time it was what we thought was pretty unrealistic.
Yeah.
But as we got involved in it, got our crews involved in it, it became competitive. Mm-hmm. Everybody tried to outdo the other guy and have a better record, and it just like spread. It was like infectious. They all wanted a part. They began to grasp ownership into our safety program.
Yeah.
And boy, after that happened, things got good.
So you're translating. When you're a captain, you're in control of your own crew. You're trying to keep them safe. You have your own style of management. And so when you came shoreside, you viewed that as a way to expand those responsibilities.
Yeah. Instead of having one boat, I had a whole fleet.
Yeah. And you could kind of put them under your style.
Yeah, well, under the company's style, it wasn't my style. I was just kind of a cheerleader, as it were.
Yeah.
We introduced safety programs to them, help them get them started, help them to develop them, and work with them and with their strengths and weaknesses, and just it just evolved into, like I say, a competitive program where each and every crew tried to do a little bit better than the other guy.
Yeah. So that one year when you had 60 injuries, time loss injuries, was that kind of like the low point? I mean, or the high point in terms of numbers?
That was the worst we had.
So when that number came up, the company kind of realized they had to.
They said, "Hey, we can't do this anymore. We got to stop this. It's costly." And back in that time period, it was almost acceptable. It was a thing that was like a cost of doing business.
Yeah.
But it got to the point where the cost was too great. The companies couldn't just absorb these lost time injuries. Some of them cost a lot of money. And the company said, you know, hey, we can't continue at this rate. We need to stop the bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
And they got on board the accident prevention train, as it were.
Yeah. And was that in line, that your company was that in line with general trends in the industry at that time?
We were probably, I'm going to say, we were probably pioneers in the way we looked at lost time injuries in accidents. Several companies began to follow our lead because the first couple of years we were really, really successful. I mean, to cut your lost time injury rate in half in one year is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And to do it again the second year is even more impressive. So I feel like we set a standard, that other companies looked up to, and it went in like Ingram today, the company that bought us out. They have one of the highest standards for safety in the industry, and they basically adopted, you know, our standards, and it's a win-win situation for everybody. You know, guys stay healthy, you know, they go to work, they go back home healthier than they were when they came to work, and right. and able to continue making a living for their families, and it's just everybody wins.